校英语专业八级考试指南，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版，第三课。
Test 5, Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. Well, I think we can identify some rather good reasons why, over the last 150 years, the idea of a federalist system, or federal system, has gradually been undermined in the United States, so that now the federal government can do very, very much more than the founding fathers ever imagined that it could. First, the Supreme Court has gradually expanded the ways in which the federal government can affect state affairs. As you know, the Constitution gave to Congress the power to regulate interstate commerce. And originally, this was interpreted by the Supreme Court as meaning transactions in goods and services across state lines. It's fairly obvious that, given the size of some states and the natures of their economies, that this need not involve a very large part of economic life in the United States. However, it's also obvious that as the years have gone by, there's been an increasing interdependence of the various states in economic affairs, so that automatically the ability of Congress to regulate commerce has increased. But more important, perhaps, is the fact that the Supreme Court has gradually come to accept that all economic transactions do fall within the general or under the general heading of interstate commerce. And there have been some very interesting Supreme Court cases which substantiate this point. And when you think about it, there is virtually no economic activity that you can pursue that doesn't have some relationship to interstate commerce. I mean, there's no economic activity that doesn't involve economic contact with another state somewhere along the line. Therefore, from the 1930s, which was when the Supreme Court effectively abdicated any attempt to say that the federal government's power was limited in this area, the federal government has legislated to influence commerce, economic affairs, fairly widely. Or at least its ability to do so has not been inhibited in any way by the activities of the courts. Secondly, the power to tax has been extended, so Congress's motives in levying a tax are no longer questioned. It can be raised for almost any purpose, whereas at one time in the 19th century, it was assumed that the taxing power would only be used for certain rather limited things, such as to pay for an army and navy, and indeed to regulate state commerce. Now federal income taxes are of primary importance. Since the 1930s, it's been recognized by the court that the federal government has so many powers that what is left to the states is simply what the federal government has decided to leave to them. Section B, Conversation.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I want to make inquiries about leaving my car with you. You see, I'm going abroad. I don't want to take the car, but I'll need it when I get back.
I see, sir. Well, we can offer you full parking facilities for as long as you wish.
Good. I'm going to Athens for about a couple of weeks.
Right. So how long do you want to leave the car with us?
Well, I'm flying to Athens on the 5th and coming back on the 19th. That's 14 days, isn't it?
That works out at 15 days parking, sir. Let me show you our scale of charges. We have a minimum fee of 6.5 pounds, but for 15 days, it would only cost you 24.75 pounds.
It says 23.10 pounds here.
No, sir. That's for 14 days. If you're going to be away for 14 nights, you wouldn't be picking up the car for 15 days.
15 it is, then.
Now, if you'll just come this way, sir, we'll complete the booking form. Could I have your name?
Brown. Donald Brown.
And the make of the car, sir?
Just a Mini Metro.
Mini Metro. And the color? We get a rather lot of Mini Metros.
It's a sort of greenish-gray. I suppose you'd call it green, really.
Green. What's the registration number?
KTY630Y.
And your car key number?
I say, is this all really necessary?
Afraid so, sir. Security, you see.
Oh, all right. It's FL243.
FL243.
Look here, this isn't going to take much longer, is it?
Only another minute or so, sir. Your departure date is May 5th, I think you said.
Yes, yes, the 5th. That's a Friday.
Friday, 5th May. Now, what time is your flight, sir?
10 to 12, I think. But I'll have to check in about a half an hour beforehand.
Well, we like customers to check their cars in here at least 20 minutes before check-in time. We have a minibus to take you to the airport. It's only about 10 minutes' drive.
So, I ought to be here about 10 past 11.
Well, it's safer before that. We do get very busy. And you're returning on the 19th?
Yes, that's right.
And how would you like to pay, sir?
Oh, by check. Who do I make it out to?
Gatwick Parking Limited.
And it's 24.75 pounds?
That's right, sir. I'll just give you a receipt.
Don't bother. I can't wait. There's a traffic warden coming down the street, and I'm parked on a double yellow line.
Section C, news broadcasts. News item 1.
Talks between Israel and the PLO are going into the second day in Cairo as the two sides attempt to break the deadlock over the arrangements for limited Palestinian autonomy. The two Saudi bankers have paid more than $200 million to the American authorities investigating the collapse of the Bank of Credit and Commerce International. UN aid workers have withdrawn from the refugee camp in northern Liberia after it was attacked and looted by one of the country's warring factions. The latest round of talks in Cairo between Israel and Palestinian negotiators is entering its second day. The two sides are still trying to solve the problems preventing implementation of their agreement on limited Palestinian autonomy. No statement has been issued on the progress, but the BBC Middle East correspondent says there's a growing perception in Egypt that the differences have been narrowed. Our correspondent says the Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres was noticeably more conciliatory on arrival in Cairo than he had been earlier.
News item 2. The oil minister told a meeting of industry executives Venezuela would be spending about $50 billion over the next 10 years to increase its oil production capacity. He said the funds would be used to explore new oil fields, update and maintain refining facilities, and expand their capacity. Mr. Perot listed a number of projects that will expand the oil and gas industry and make some products more competitive on the world market. These will include a joint venture with Royal Dutch Shell and Exxon Corporation, among other companies, to develop a liquefied natural gas plant. There are also plans to build refineries that will upgrade so-called heavy crude, making it into a light crude, which is in greater demand and brings a higher price on world markets. Mr. Perot told the London conference, a key to the Venezuelan initiative is government efforts to attract private capital to help develop the petroleum industry. He disclosed that in the coming weeks, oil will start to flow from the first well drilled by a private investor in Venezuela in 20 years. The minister expressed concern that international oil prices have remained depressed in a market where supply is in line with demand. He said he could not understand why prices have slipped to their lowest levels since OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, established new production levels last month in a bid to raise petroleum prices. Mr. Perot noted that economic recession in many industrial nations has hurt demand for oil and created an atmosphere of uncertainty among oil producers. But he was still optimistic that oil demand will grow substantially by the turn of the century. The minister made it clear that this expectation of growth is a key to Venezuela's plan for expanding its oil and gas industry.
Section D, Academic Lecture and Note-Taking Exercise. Solitude versus Time Together. Conflicts over how to spend free time are common among successful, career-oriented couples who may find it difficult to juggle job and home responsibilities, mental health professionals say. Such couples often end up exhausted and depressed because they feel they do not have enough time for themselves or their mates. Couples often disagree over how to allocate their free time because they have different needs for solitude and companionship, said Dr. Pierre Mornell, a Mill Valley, California psychiatrist and author of Thank God It's Monday, How to Prevent Success from Ruining Your Marriage. Alan J. Klatt, a clinical psychologist and director of the Rockville Consultation Center in Rockville Center, Long Island, agreed. He said that hurt feelings and bitter arguments sometimes occur because the mate who wants time alone feels harassed if he or she gives in to the other mate's demands for togetherness. Guilt is also common because one of the great myths is that if you love your mate, you will always want to be together, Dr. Klatt said. This is nonsense because no two people, no matter how much they love each other, have exactly the same interest. And if they drop their own interest after marriage to spend more time with their mates, they sometimes end up feeling resentful. Mates who desire more time together often feel cheated, Dr. Mornell said. They wonder whether they are giving too much to the relationship and often question their attractiveness or their mate's commitment to the relationship. Some mates may have an affair to fill the void. Why do individuals differ in their needs for solitude and privacy? Occupations are a major factor, mental health experts say. For example, nurses, journalists, salesmen, and others whose occupations require them to work with many different types of people often desire more solitude than do artists, scientists, and others who usually work alone. Intelligence also seems to be a factor, according to Dr. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, chairman of the Behavioral Science Department of the University of Chicago, who has studied the relationship between solitude and happiness. Intelligent people usually want more solitude, probably because they have developed interests like reading and painting that depend on concentration that comes from being alone, he said. However, too much solitude, even among the most intelligent, seems to be a problem. People who spend more than one-third of their time alone usually report feelings of depression. At the time of marriage, couples usually have compatible needs for private time and togetherness, but often grow apart as the relationship changes. Any major change, such as a new job, the birth of a child, or a teenager going off to college, can upset the balance, Dr. Mornell said. A husband who has been accustomed to spending his free time with his wife will sometimes feel angry and upset after their child is born because he no longer can do this. Unresolved conflicts from adolescence sometimes reappear in couples' disagreements. Mates whose parents make it difficult for them to leave home and establish their own identities will sometimes find it difficult to spend much time with their mates because of fears of being controlled. On the other hand, mates who never had a chance as children to be part of a close, loving family will often want to spend an inordinate amount of time with their partners. One way couples can resolve such conflicts is to keep a log of their feelings during different times of the day, Dr. Shitjint Mihalyi advises. That way they can become aware of their needs for solitude and togetherness and adjust their schedules.